Alan Hahn, Rick DiPietro, Chris Canty, and...
Hey, everybody.
I'm enjoying a delicious sub here from Gigi's. Just got to point that out. The Mutzfest in Hoboken returns January 29th, 5th annual Hoboken Mutzfest. They're here with a bunch of sandwiches. We're all chowing down right now. It's a celebration of that city's delicious mozzarella. Hoboken Mutzfest has some of the city's top eateries serving up their own special homemade mozzarella selection of signature menu items, which we're getting to sample right now. And the reason why I'm the only one talking is because everybody else is eating, and I wish I could do the same. All the event proceeds. This is a great event, by the way. We talked about it last year as well. The proceeds benefit the Hoboken Family Alliance and its programs to support children with special needs. That's something special to me, very important to me. The Hoboken Bike Camp for Individuals with Disabilities, along with the organization's community-wide philanthropic efforts. Can I take a bite now?
Absolutely. The Mutzfest is a must-attend event. Listen, the food is amazing.
Yes.
And then the cause is even better. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, it's a win-win for everybody.
No question about it. Again, it's January 29th from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Hoboken Elks Club. Visit, it's Mutzfest, so MUTZFEST.com if you want to get tickets. You can also register for all these different, a homemade recipe challenge, Mutzfest.com again. And you got to check this out. It's amazing. The food is unbelievable. It's delicious. Like I said, my hero is from Gigi's, and I'm loving it right now.
I might have to throw the meatballs into the mix. No?
That's a good idea. Because you have some,
some homemade meatballs
in Ricky's
that
meatballs.
Yeah, not
really
your
good
recipe, though, Alan.
Not the grape jelly.
Yeah, grape jelly.
You don't like
barbecue.
My
No.
You don't like my trailer park Swedish meatballs?
No, we're not doing that.